Now, on the last Friday of every month, the Museum of Contemporary Art transforms into Art Bar. It's an adults-only space where every level is transformed for a night of art, music and performance. This month's Art Bar is curated by Sydney-based collective Get to Work to explore the theme Mysterious Girls. We're joined on the line now by Paris Teo, one of the members of Get to Work, to discuss this month's Art Bar and how these women explore their diverse cultural identities through their work. Paris, thanks so much for your time.
No worries, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm just one third of the party, but yes, thank you.
So could you tell us, first of all, what was the inspiration behind the Get to Work collective?
Yeah, well, in terms of us meeting, I mean, Georgia and I are twins, so we've known each other for a while. But myself and Tracy went to uni together, or Georgia did as well, but Tracy and I were in the same uni class. So we're good friends throughout university, and we just started practicing probably, it was after we finished studying at Sydney College of the Arts. But we had this sort of idea of getting together and doing sort of physical kind of works and video works using our own bodies. We all have this sort of cultural lineage to Oceania, so it was fueled by sort of this urge to get to work for these issues of cultural identity as three women of colour sort of living in Australia. Yeah.
And how have you guys gone about drawing on the heritage for your works?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I guess when you kind of mention that you have Pacific ancestry, there's a lot of, I guess, curators or people in the arts that assume that you do traditional kind of works, whether that's like, would have to do with having a lot of cultural sort of knowledge. But our work sort of delved into uses of like pop cultural sort of referencing and lived experience sort of stuff. So our works are quite humorous in terms of playing with this idea of identity. We're all quite multicultural, I guess we're all kind of biracial individuals. So a lot of our works are about sort of letting those aspects of ourselves breathe a bit and explore that mostly through cultural, sort of pop culture references.
And so in terms of the artworks themselves, you guys use video, performance and installation in your work. What's the significance of using different mediums?
We first started just doing video works. I think actually people assume that we did performance works as well and sort of asked us to do a few things. We're kind of just on board with that sort of thing and trying it out. Because our works sort of heavily use our own bodies, in terms of using space as well for artworks, we're sort of limited towards what medium we would use. I mean, Tracy and I both studied photo media, so we have this sort of interesting video and photography, but Georgia studied sculpted performance and installation, so it's kind of bringing together all of our interests and sort of not being confined by any sort of medium, kind of, I guess it's best way to describe it.
And so the theme for this month's Art Bar is Mysterious Girls, which I'm so on board with. Could you talk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So the theme, we have a video work as well by the same name, which we use this sort of karaoke version of Peter Andre's Mysterious Girls song. The video sort of entails us frolicking and splashing in this sort of really picturesque Pacific scene, which was actually filmed in Giza, the Solomon Islands. The theme sort of, was sort of springboarded from that reference in our video works. It's sort of, I guess people of colour often with that where are you from question, there's sort of this mysteriousness towards it. And we've got quite a queer sort of POC-heavy lineup of people that explore a range of different things. So we thought it'd be a good theme to sort of encapsulate the whole night, I guess.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Art Bar is being held this Friday. It's at the MCA. What can people expect when they head down?
There's actually heaps that we've packed into this night. Sort of when I was looking through the list this morning, it was a bit insane, really. We've got a few activities going. We've got an Urban Pacific Dance Workshop led by Coco Carey. We've got a nail bar where you can get your nails done by Claudia Ruther. A green screen activity where you can sort of superimpose yourself onto Get to Work videos. We've got a merch stand, so these sort of mysterious girls embroidered jumpers that we've created for the night, as well as Get to Work training jumpers, which is a sort of project of ours as well. There's going to be quite a lot of live performances from a whole bunch of artists, Michaela, Sophia Vlevic, Lily Lai, Shaman Suku, Eugene Choi, We'll be doing a performance work as well. And there's heaps of video work. So Solodi Tawale, Athena Thebus, a couple from Claudia Nicholson. And this is a really great film by Paul Matarecki, which is called Bugging Out, which is in response to Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, which will be in the Lecture Theatre, and a sculpture work by Layla El Reyes. I think I covered most people. Oh, there's some sort of DJs by Ava Tonya and this really amazing new DJ duo called Wet, which should be the end DJs of the night.
Sounds like it's going to be jam-packed. Paris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.